You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is the website. Check it out for all the interviews that happened this past week in case you missed them. And, of course, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all out there in Conyers. Out there on the Supernatural Highway out I-20.
All right.
In Conyers and Covington and all
Conyers
that.
And Covington, man.
Yes, sir.
Or as they call it, what they call it out there?
Well, the Supernatural Highway gets you there.
No, the New Rock. Newton County and Rockdale County.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
so we're just doing mashups all over the place, ain't we?
New Rock, baby.
Yeah, and Supernatural Highway.
That's it.
Baby.
That's it. That's what's up.
And today is the anniversary of a vice president shooting a guy.
Okay.
I'm not today. Well, it's a famous. Hey, listen, he turned a play into it, right? Hamilton.
How about that?
Hamilton died on this day, and he got shot by the vice president. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about? Go look it up. You should know. You were sick that day in school. The question is, do you remember who the vice president was?
That's the other question.
Aaron Burr.
Ah.
Aaron Burr shot Alexander Hamilton yesterday. Hamilton died on this date, but that is, the bigger point is, there was a time in this country, and there's some people who want to bring it back, that they had pistol duels. You don't like somebody? I'll meet you out behind the barn. We're going to duel it out.
We'll settle it. one of us will leave, and the other one will get rolled out. Right?
Yep.
That's what somebody's doing.
So anyway, how you doing?
I mean, we're doing good this morning because you know what though?
We Atlanta ain't there.
Atlanta had wins yesterday. The Braves won last night. You know, Atlanta.
Yeah, well.
You know, the Dream won last night.
Okay.
And the Hawks won their first Summer League game. Hey, man, look.
The Dream did not win last night, unfortunately.
Oh, no, they're right. You're right. They didn't. Yikes, my bad. Indiana did win last night, 99-82.
It was looking good. It was looking on that trajectory, and then they kind of let go of the rope. But that's okay. We still got wins yesterday.
We got. You know what? We got to win something, man. Because this summer's been brutal around here.
Hey, we win living in Atlanta. How's that?
We do, but we like for our teams to win something.
We
too.
Do. We can't have it all. And by the way, this city is once again reminding folks that we are an international city, not just one of the top 10 cities in this country.
You name it. It's happening.
We got a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about. Again, the things that we're going to be talking about with the guests. Well, let's just start off with this. First of all, we want to apologize because you only got Sam and I for a couple hours today. Lots of things going on around the city, so we got all hands on deck. We got the morning shift out there working today. We got, Andy and Randy working this weekend. We're all in all-star baseball mode. And since the sports world is focused on Atlanta this weekend and then the first couple days of next week, hey, we're putting our best foot forward. Even though we're not driving the train, we still go, hey, we here. And folks, they will not be able to not hear us and see us. How's that? Is that a good way to put it?
Yes, it's a good way. Because we're going to be everywhere at the locations that's happening. And going into next week, we also got SEC Media Days that are happening. They're back in Atlanta. You know, they've been on the road. They were up in Tennessee while out in Texas because, you know, we got – team from Texas and new team from Texas came into the league, into the conference. But they're back going to be at the College Football Hall of Fame today. So, you know, once we get all the folk in the cowboy hats out, well, you know what? They won't all be gone because there's a concert Monday
Go
night,
ahead.
Right?
Go
there's
ahead.
A concert Monday night, right? So, hey, man, the folks with the cowboy hats, like there's no Beyonce concert tonight, but the folks with the cowboy hats are going, guess where today? Echo Park Speedway.
Yes, they are.
Man, it's sold out.
Listen, it's
sold out, Greg.
We always talk about Atlanta, Echo Park Speedway and the job that Brandon Hutchinson and his team do out there preparing for all manner of things, whether it's a race weekend, whether it's what you're talking about right now, whether it's accommodating hurricane evacuees.
Yep, it's the time of year to remember that. We are in hurricane season through October.
That's right. So, folks, let your folks know in Florida. Or wherever around the Gulf, if a hurricane's coming and you're looking for a place to get into Winnebago and jump up and get out of that area, Atlanta Motor Speedway. I think it's 2.5 million acres of area to park. I don't know, it's a whole lot of area.
Today is Dukes and Boots Southern Soul Music and R&B Food Festival. They got food trucks. They got vendors, barbecue. But you got to go out there with your boots on the ground outfit. And they're going to be out there today, man. This is something else, but, you know,
I'm going to tell you something, Sam. I got to say this carefully because, you know, I'm here and there's somebody around the corner up the street here, or not even up the street, up the hallway. When you say that, people will be inventive. If you got to wear your boots out there and it's going to be in the 80s, you get a whole different feel for that kind of outfit that they're going to wear out there.
Yeah.
And that could be really, 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 really enjoyable to see.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. There we go.
So I'm just saying, you know, was that Coyote Ugly, that movie?
Yep. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me just run down stuff because, like I said, we only got 2 hours. We got a lot of stuff to jam in here.
Yeah.
And you will not believe the things that we will be talking about. But, of course, Karen Pestana getting us set for the finals. Women's finals today at Wimbledon.
We have an American.
Yes.
Not the one we may have been thinking about, but we got an American in the final.
But it's even, it is, the sweetness continues because not only did Coco Gauff knock this woman out in the French, she got knocked out again by another American. And you can say her name better than me.
Sabalenka.
No, not Sabalenka, the one who won. The American. Uh-huh. Yeah,
what's
exactly.
What's that? Oh.
Yeah, I have a hard time saying her name properly.
Asmanova.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She beat Sabalenka, so Sabalenka got knocked out. She got a nasty taste in her. She only wants to change planes in America, I'd imagine.
Well, you know what, though? But I think she got a Wimbledon issue, too. I don't think she, you know... She's trying to get over the hump. She's the number one player. She's the number player in the world.
Yeah.
You know, but Asmanova is going to be there. She's had her game on. And, you know, sometimes you get a player that gets in a zone and they just zone out.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter who they play. We saw that a couple of years ago with Chris Eubanks from Atlanta. He was, you know, beating guys that ordinarily might. You just got in a zone and you get in a comfort level with that surface. Remember, we talked about the thing that changes. That baseline gets all chewed up and people are slipping and sliding back there because there ain't no grass on it anymore in the second week. You got to know how to handle that well, and she's negotiated it all well. We see if she can do it for one more match. We'll see.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Saturday, the July 12th. July 12th. It's I found out accidentally that there is a massive wrestling event going on here too.
Yep. That's in town as well.
So I mean,
a hotel room. Good luck with a hotel room around here.
But you know what?
Anywhere downtown or up 75. You know, forget it.
If we had the mayor on again, like we did 4th of July, he would be quite happy to hear that. Though he would be quite happy. Everybody, Chamber of Commerce, everybody, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. We don't have to work because we've had major events happen in this city where Mother Nature didn't cooperate.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure you got a little fan with you this weekend because it's going to be hot and sunny, and as far as I can tell, maybe a couple pop-up showers here and there.
But the pop-ups. I mean, I was out at Truist last night for the HBCU swing, man, and, you know, we got some rain. Some rain came down for a while, and it stopped things for a little while, but everybody had a great time out there. It was fantastic seeing the HBCU alums wearing the jerseys or shirts from their school, and the Greek organizations out there for the step show. They had a mass marching band, and it's just a good time. Good time last night.
Now, before we get to some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about here, tell us what we got coming up at 9 o'clock, Sam. We got a special guest.
Something special guest. Chris Crocker, former Atlanta Falcon, plays football here, is one is really diving into girls flag football. And he's got a camp coming up, a clinic coming up called Girls Only Flag Football. Mohamed Sanu, another former Falcon, is going to be involved with him. He's going to join us at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock to tell us about that and what's got him getting in on this. We mentioned the fact that, you know, Shaquille O'Neal hosted a tournament a week ago and that there are now 10 college programs in the state. Girls are able to get some flag football dollars for college right now in our state. Yeah. So it ramps up the excitement, ramps up the intensity. He's going to join us to talk about it.
And everything, the timing of this couldn't be better because it will have legs leading into the next Olympics.
Absolutely.
So when that thing pops in 26, no, I mean in 28? Yeah, in 28, yeah. Mm-hmm. We will all be awash with knowing the knowledge of flag football and looking for those participants here. We've been watching at least for a couple of years.
Yep.
The other one is we're bringing the band back together in the 9 o'clock hour after our special guest with girls flag football, Bo Johnson, producer of Andy and Randy. But Bo, of course, used to be our producer. Bo also does fantasy football and fantasy baseball shows throughout the year as well. He's also going to be a part of All-Star Weekend. He does some work down there at Truist, and so we haven't talked to Bo in a minute. So Bo will come on. He will not only talk baseball, not only All-Star Weekend. We're going to throw in a little bit. We're going to find out about Juice, and if you don't know who Juice is, you got to tune in.
Yeah, you do.
We're going to find out what's going on with her. But also, when Noel told me that there was a wrestling match, Bo's a big wrestling fan.
Yep.
So we got all that going on. So we're going to keep him busy coming up at 9:20. And so like I said, we're trying to jam a lot of stuff in here before we turn things over to the morning shift.
10 pounds of stuff in an 8-pound bag.
Yeah.
We're going to get it.
Look like our grandmother's in them shoes going to church on Sunday morning. Jamming them in there. All right, Noel, if you please.
It's time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right, Mr. Crenshaw, would you like to go first? Mine takes a minute. It's just something that I couldn't believe, so.
You want me to go first?
All right.
You know what? We just saw NASCAR in town, and the winner drove away with a new Harley Davidson, a generally used Silverado and a trailer, right? And we talked about how in Nashville, the winner of the race always gets a Les Paul guitar. And we talked about the tradition in Martinsville being the grandfather clock. Well, this week, it's revealed that maybe that tradition is going to go away because of the tariffs that have been imposed on some of the foreign countries. Some of the parts used for those clocks are going to become too expensive to make, and the clock company is probably going to shut its doors. And that's the Ridgeway Clock Company that has provided that beautiful grandfather clock and has been the winner for the Martinsville race since 1964. And this company has now been bought by Miller, was the last name here, the man that bought the thing, Howard J. Miller. But he's saying because it's going to be, we can't sustain making the clocks because we can't afford these parts from other countries that go into the inner workings. It's an American-made clock, but you got some inner workings in there. And it was a big thing for years. The star employee, the employee of the year, would get to go and present the clock to the speedway to give to the winning driver. So that seems like that may all go away now. And I thought that was a huge story because we've just been talking about, you still rather have that guitar out of Nashville.
Yeah, oh yeah, in a minute. Everything else. I mean, I might think about it twice about that Harley Davidson, but I still, and I don't even play guitar, but it's, you know, I'd like to have me a Les Paul. If I was going to learn, I'd like to learn on a Les Paul.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. says if some other company's going to make that clock, they better not mess it up. And that's not the and that's not the words that he used.
I would imagine not. I would imagine not. Hey, all right, so here's the deal. Remember I told you a couple months ago I got a letter from the people connected with Superman. In fact, James Gunn, the director, and his people. I had been blessed to not only audition, but then I got booked and I did a scene for the new Superman movie. Okay. And I was an anchor, and like three or four of us did our bit over at GPB a year or so ago. Well, I got the letter saying, you know, Greg, listen, you did a great job and thank you very much for participating, but as is the case with movies and blah, it went to the whole thing, but basically telling me my scene was cut and I wouldn't be in the movie. Okay? Remember we talking about that?
Yeah.
And then a week or so ago, I might have mentioned this on the air. I said, the nerve of them. They cut me out of the movie, but then they sent me a ticket to go to the premiere. Well, the Atlanta premiere, which is for cast and crew, which was taking place this past week at the Fox Theater. So I went, took Tracy. We had a night out and went out to see the movie. And it was a nice movie. I want you guys to go check out the new Superman. Think you'll enjoy it. I enjoyed it. I was surprised a little bit about it. And during a casting call, I'm going to give you an opinion about something, but I'm not going to say it now because the movie just came out. But then, we left. When the movie ended, everybody that was in that theater stayed because their name was going to show up, you know, right on credits because the movie was for cast and crew.
Yeah.
And so Tracy and I jumped in the car. We split because we wanted to get out of there, Fox Theater parking. You know what that's like. We want to jump on Peachtree and go out and get something to eat. Well, the next day, looked on the IMDb page for Superman, and lo and behold, my name is there.
What?
Dude, here's the thing. And listen, I'm on the page right now because I wanted to make sure. So if you go to Superman IMDb and you scroll past the big part there in the middle and it says James Gunn, and then they list the big stars and they go past the videos, and then they have the photos, then they have what they call the top cast. Okay, so they have all the stars in the movie. You go past the top cast, they got their pictures, and it has director, and it has the writers, and it says all cast and crew. That's where you click on to see everybody that's in the movie in front of and behind the camera. And if you scroll down past the people, go through everybody that's in this movie, and before you get to the last names, before they have what they call as rest of cast listed alphabetically, and those are not really credited, the last four names, I am the fourth from the bottom. My name is there, which means
watch.
I ain't in the movie, although I was in the movie. You got to know where to look because I was I'm on a screen and I know what my scene was. So I saw it. But what they did is they cut out my dialogue so I wouldn't get, you know, residuals. If you say boo in a movie, you get residuals, right?
Okay.
You have any line. Well, they cut out my lines, which means basically I would be an extra. But then I looked on the credits and I'm there.
Whoa.
Which means you're not, I get another check. I get a little mailbox money moving forward. I'm just saying
you're in the house.
I didn't
man.
Think that was gonna happen, and then they kept my name there. And they used that old fat picture of me though. So okay. I guess I can put up with that. My story of the week. I am not only that, I'm ahead of John Cena. Because when they get to that list where they cut it off and they say rest of cast listed alphabetically,
yeah,
they got John Cena.
Whoa.
So I'm just saying, I've never been ahead of John Cena in anything. So anyway, that was just kind of, it's one of those, the business of show business, I don't know how it happens. I ain't going to try to explain it, but I could not be happier. So I'm going to promote this movie till I'm blue in the face. Everybody go see Superman. I think you'll like it.
There you go.
In fact,
I know
you'll like it.
Greg, what day was that? Was that Thursday?
Yes, it was. Were you down there?
Yes, I was at the Fox because there was a MLB sneaker event by Nike, and I was at a sneaker release. So we crossed each other because I saw all the Superman T-shirts and all that stuff when I was going down there, and I was like, oh, this must be the premiere.
It wasn't the premiere because they had that in Los Angeles. But it was a special showing, they call it, for all cast and crew because it was mostly filmed here. But they were all around the world shooting this thing. We found out because they had one of the executive producers came out and spoke first and talked about, you know, wares and thanked a bunch of people and so on and so forth. But anyway, I thought that was I didn't expect that. So my name is still there. I'm still listed as a cast member in this movie. That's going to be kind of nice moving forward. I like that. Having said that, you ready to talk some tennis, man, with our cousin, Miss Pastena?
Yeah, she's ready now.
All right. We're going to talk with Karen Pastena up next on the Saturday day of July. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I am so looking forward to this biopic on her, Sam, coming up down the road. Kate Hudson playing Stevie Nicks. It's going to happen, maybe a few years down the road, but she's already shown she's got the pipes for it. And so we're going to see what happens, because Stevie Nicks has had an interesting life.
Yeah.
You talk about Fleetwood Mac and that whole debacle. Mm-hmm. So that I'm looking forward to that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this Saturday morning, 12th day of July. I came back talking a little bit of music. Before we bring Karen on, I don't want to drive you guys, because we've got a short show to get cast with Greg on X and also 92.9thegame.com/castingcall. Got a fresh list of job opportunities in front of and behind the camera. You guys go check it out. And if you got any questions about any of that stuff, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. Then now we go up to New York, up to Gotham, to talk to I've never really realized. Oh, Sam's showing me a tennis ball right now, folks, because we have show and tell going on today. Carousel.
Okay.
What did him?
Show and tell on radio.
It is okay. Show and tell. He does this all the time. He was like pointing to the TV and showing something. So it's interesting. I love working with this man.
Or I point to a person that's beside us while people are running down the street and losing their lunch.
See, I was going to leave that alone until you put that back in my mind there. Karen, how are you? How has
morning.
This week been?
Morning.
And I don't morning. Know what you have to say about it, but the most interesting part of this past week for me, unfortunately, at Wimbledon was watching Hugh Grant sleep in the royal box.
Oh, <it's...
laughs> in front of the queen, no less.
Oh, goodness grief.
Am I right? I mean, dude passed out right in front of the queen.
What queen?
Well, you know, she was there. Carmella. You got to call her the queen.
Consort.
I found that out.
Okay, well, yeah.
The queen consort.
Consort,
since,
yeah.
Since there's a king, the queen consort.
Right.
Anyway, this Wimbledon has been kind of crazy. I mean, with all the upsets and whatnot. But the match that, I feel so sorry for is Grigor Dimitrov up two sets.
Yeah,
on center and has to retire, and that is heartbreaking, heartbreaking.
Yeah, yeah, he had him on the ropes.
Yeah, he sure did. And center knows he got some kind of blessing from somebody getting back through that match.
Yeah,
but
yep.
Anyway,
maybe he was looking ahead to Ben Shelton. He was definitely prepared for Ben, and Ben once again, you know, he's got, you know, he runs up against that wall. I think he gets over it at some point, but he's just not there yet.
Yeah, you know, he has time. It's not like he's on the brink of retiring. He's just starting. You make your way up. You know, sometimes slowly but surely.
Karen, does Sinner have to win this to keep our interest for the next decade or so? Because if Alcaraz gets three in a row, while it's great that these two guys end up in the finals, it's not really a rivalry. It's like kind of that Yankees-Red Sox thing, where they think it's a rivalry, but all the chips end up on the Yankees side. So Alcaraz can't keep winning.
Well, not all the time, though. I'm a Yankee fan, so I know.
Okay. All right. Y'all had a few, but you know what I'm saying. And so I believe to keep our interest, Sinner has to win this one. Am I right?
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I totally think Alcaraz is going to get his third Wimbledon in a row. I think his game is just more varied than Sinner's, and he's a better player on grass, I think, than Yannick. But no, I don't think interest will go away. Remember, Alcaraz didn't win the Australian Open. He didn't win the U.S. Open last year either. So it may just end up that both of them are splitting majors each year. That might happen.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think interest will be gone, no.
All right, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Karen Persaint at Tennis Panorama News. She is social. Always find her at Tennis News TPN, at Tennis News TPN. Okay, we're just hours away, well, a couple hours away from the women's final, and we'll have an American, maybe not the American we expected to have, but an American nonetheless who just, you know, got on a roll playing well on the grass, and she's here in the championship match.
Yeah, Amanda Anisimova, it's been an interesting career for her. I mean, she grew up with the juniors and being a phenom, and she actually beat Coco Gauff in the final of the junior U.S. Open. I think she was 15, and I think Coco was 13, because I remember watching that match. But, she's had her difficulties. She lost her dad at 17, right after she had made the French Open semifinals at such a young age. And she had to take time off from the tour, you know. I mean, I think everyone keeps talking about a mental health, you know, break. But people forget she lost her dad at a young age. I mean, you don't expect to lose your dad at whatever, 16, 17. So I think it was more of that than anything else. But she beat the number one seed. She beat the number one seed. So she's got a chance. I know Swiatek has the experience in terms of winning majors. She's 5-0 in major championship titles. So You know, yeah, Iga's the favorite, but I wouldn't count Anisimova out.
You feel like Swiatek is feeling more pressure? There's no Sabalenka, there's no Coco. She wants to go out and grab this one? Or, you know, you think of that opportunity?
I think that definitely more the pressure is on Iga because she's supposed to win, because she has five majors. She's been, well, she hasn't been in the Wimbledon final before, but she's been in major finals before, and Amanda has not. So I think that all the pressure is on Iga, not on Anisimova. Anisimova can play free, as they say, because, you know, she wasn't expected to be there. And so she can take more chances.
Yeah. We've been watching the coverage, and people, you know, we talked about Mr. McEnroe and his performance, and then more people have weighed in on it and saying it's time. I don't know what you were feeling about him.
Let me put it to you this way. Although McEnroe a great player and all that, I don't like listening to him doing the broadcast. And it's a big joke between myself and my son. And when I'm hearing McEnroe, I try to find list like sync up the Wimbledon radio to the match I'm watching on TV. So I don't have to hear.
See, we talked about this a few weeks. I brought this up to y'all because you were talking about the young players that were going to be a part of, was it the Australian or whatever?
The French.
The French. What it was. And y'all just like poo-pooed me and went, no, McEnroe's their institutions. Him and Terry Bradshaw need to get in a Cadillac and go to Disney World. That's what I'm saying. It's time. You guys are in the Hall of Fame in your respective sport. Terry's already accepted it. But McEnroe, I don't know. That's got to be a harder conversation. But I agree with you guys.
Sometimes, and I think I said a couple of weeks ago when TNT was doing the French Open coverage, Andre Agassi, it was such a delight listening to him. I mean, because he concentrated on the tennis and knows what's going on. I'll just say that. McEnroe doesn't necessarily know the happenings of what's beyond the top three or four people in the world. I don't want to do nothing against him, but sometimes you just need someone who's on top of everything technically and what's going on the tour in general. That's my beef with McEnroe. I know you either love him or hate him, but ESPN, that's the way they are. They want people to tune in whether you love him or hate him, you tune in and yell at McEnroe on the screen or not.
He's starting to become kind of like Bill Walton, though. I mean, I remember there was a player that got an injury earlier in the tournament, right? And he's leaving the court with his head buried in his towel, crying. And McEnroe's talking about Ozzy Osbourne playing somewhere, a concert or something. You know, remember that? Remember that? I said, this guy is walking off. This guy's heartbroken. He's walking off the court crying in tears. And McEnroe's talking about something that ain't even there. So I'm just saying, it was like Bill Walton. And God rest his soul, I love Bill Walton.
But you turn on
a basketball game, and Bill Walton will talk about everything but the basketball game.
That sounds like Harry Carey more. Hey, check out the kid in the fifth row.
Rest in peace, Harry Carey. I can live with that. Because he knows the history of,
You know what we never talk about with you, Karen? And that is the venues. We talk about the announcers, we talk about the players, but Wimbledon is should be discussed in the kind of way we talk about, Augusta and other cathedrals, but yet we never really talk about them. And so my question is, has it been flawless for the last X amount of years? I mean, there's no changes with the
it's pretty much remained the same. I mean, last time I was there was a few years ago, and things don't really change at Wimbledon. Although to their credit, they were the first ones to put a roof over their center court. You would think that'd be the last to do it,
right?
But I give them credit for that. So they have made some changes ahead of other majors, but I mean, their tradition, it's a country club. People forget where the other majors are played on essentially public courts you can rent out or whatnot. This is a country club. They have their rules. It's, really quiet space, so to speak. People camp out to try to get in. I mean, it's It's different. It's different.
And you walk, you don't run at either one of them places.
Yeah, exactly. You don't do running.
Right.
And also, too, the ushers at Wimbledon are all parts of different parts of the military. So, you know, don't mess with them.
Wow.
Before we let her go, I think it's all, if you're any kind of tennis fan or interested in anything as far as the history of this place, we talked a little bit about it last week. So as we watch the women's finals today and the men's tomorrow, if you're remotely interested, it's a good watch. Go back and see whatever is out there on the 50th anniversary of what happened at the whatever it is, long tennis club out there, Wimbledon, 50 years ago, the famous Arthur Ashe victory that happened in 75 and the significance of that on the sport. But seeing the footage, what he went through, I'm sure there'll be a deep dive into it. But take a second and check out. This is one of those seminal moments in sports, and specifically tennis, that this match moved things forward. Is that a good way to put it, Karen?
Yes, I would say that, definitely. And, you know, he was a player that was not just about things he did on court, but especially off court. And he could also say that about the woman who won the same year he did that year. That Billie Jean King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
You know, they did so much for not just the sport, but things outside of the sport.
Yep. Yeah. Y'all go to YouTube.
Karen, thanks so much for the time.
Hey, Karen.
Enjoy championship weekend, your breakfast at Wimbledon, your strawberries and cream. And next time we check in with you, we'll be focusing on New York. So thanks for the time.
There you go. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
There you go. Karen Fustana joining us there. Looking forward to talking to her because, you know, you specifically, Karen, when she comes on, talks about the little changes, seems like every year, little tweaks that the U.S. Open is making. So I was just curious if Wimbledon stays with tradition and keep it, or are they every little once in a while doing some tweaks?
I think they're more like Augusta.
Yeah,
the tweaks are very subtle. And you'll be amazed at the number of people who go for the competition, but also go just to take their cameras and take pictures of the place.
Yeah, you're right.
And the same is true for Augusta.
All right, Sam and Greg, coming up top of the hour, we've got a special guest joining us, Chris Crocker. We're going to talk girls flag football, getting you set for that. Bo Johnson is going to join us, getting us set for All-Star festivities and what you can expect coming up out of Truist Park with the All-Star Game, Home Run Derby, all that coming up, and his thoughts on the Braves. It is Sam McGregor on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Sam and Greg on this 12th day of July. You know, Sam, I am normally not this blatant about this, but there are some two things that happened this past week or going on that just shine a bright light on just the uniqueness of my original hometown, my original home, which is Chicago. Do you know this past week, a Cubs manager passed? Now, are you familiar with a guy named Lee Elia?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, for those of you who do not know who Lee Elia is, and he's not a famous name, he's not Leo DeRocher or all the other, you know, famous Cubs managers. This is a dude who had a short window that was a part of the Cubs, but he left a mark that will never, ever, ever be replaced. Now, this is before they put lights in Wrigley Field. It was 88 when they did that. So prior to that, everybody knows that it was day games at Wrigley, right? Which was the draw of that place. Well, Lee Elia, after one of the games early in, I think it was 83 was the year, had had enough. And we've seen managers in post-games interviews with the media just go ballistic, right?
Hal McRae.
There you go. That's the famous one. We've seen Tommy Lasorda, Billy Martin, all of them. But Lee Elia took it to an incredible level. And all I'm going to do is tell you guys to go to YouTube and hit the unedited version. I think there is one, it's like a cartoon character, but Lee, just type in Lee Elia, and his last name is spelled E-L-I-A, Lee Elia, Lee Elia's rant. That's all I'm going to say. And it is part of the fabric and the lore of Chicago sports. He passed this past week, so rest in peace. Wasn't a bad person. He just had a bad interview. So there's that. And then today is the anniversary of Disco Demolition.
Oh, man.
Do you remember Disco Demolition?
Very much.
For those of you who don't know, Disco Demolition happened, and it was the White Sox against the Tigers. It was supposed to be a doubleheader. And the DJ for you in Chicago will know this name. The Chicago version of Howard Stern was a guy named Steve Dahl. Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer. And Steve Dahl hated disco. He was a rock DJ, and he got permission from the Sox. Reindorf let him come out. And what they were going to do between games is blow up disco records. And they did that. But the second he blew up those records on the field, everybody, the kids all brought albums. Now think about these things. These are like Frisbees without the bending part. They're what do they call it? Projectiles.
Yeah.
So people started flinging albums from left field to right field, from third base side to first base side. And these albums were flying. Well, people were getting hurt left and right. White Sox had to forfeit the second game. And they cancel it. So it is another one of those nights. These are two events that happened in that city that will continuously be talked about. But today is the anniversary of Disco Demolition, hosted by Steve Dollar at Sox Park. Want to get those in there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mr. Crenshaw, have you been watching any of the summer basketball so far, summer league basketball?
Watched just a bit of it. I've been watching some much of the week, just getting a glimpse at it. Everybody wanted to see Cooper Flagg go up against Bronny James. And so you've seen some of that, some of the players that were recently drafted. And then some of the players with the Hawks Summer League team, guys who may have been drafted a season or two ago who just, you know, coming back from injuries. And it's good to see Kobe Bufkin out there playing yesterday. Asa Newell making a three-pointer for his first basket on a Hawks uniform. Remember, he talked about how Kyle Korver was someone that he really looked up to. And probably going to spend a lot of time working with because he felt like that was a part of his game he needed to improve coming out of the University of Georgia. So it's been good to watch it so far. It's been a good watch so far, especially when our team wins. The Hawks got a win over Miami Heat, so I thought that was good news.
This is one of those situations that takes you away from what you think they really need to do. You're like, we're going to talk about what's going on this first week or so with Summer League action, but it still brings you back to what they need to do, knowing that movement is going to happen right around the corner. It's going to happen, and there's going to be some more domino pieces falling because of what hasn't happened in some of these places. You know, we know about the big trades, but what's lingering out there is, what is Milwaukee going to do? And if they do something, why can't it be us? Well, talk about what can be given up and so on and so forth and all of that. But he going to end up someplace else, chances are, in the East. And I'm talking about Giannis. And that's just one of a few other pieces that you wonder, why can't the Hawks be players in this free agency world?
Well, they could be. I mean, that's the thing. If he wants to be here, I think he's one of those players that can kind of dictate where he wants to go in this, and not just who's interested in him. He's a valuable commodity. He's won a championship before. And so, you know, a lot of teams are sizing him up to see if he's a good fit. Sure, I'd like to have him here, but what would we have to give up of our young nucleus
developing
here? That's the thing. You're going to have to give up part of this young nucleus that the Hawks have tried to groom along. And now that you added some pieces that seem to complement the players that are here, players that are going to do things defensively to make up for what you surrender with players like a Trae Young, you need some people to work defensively. We seem to have gotten that this time around. And what we have now is making this team a solid contender. But I know what you're talking about, a player that's going to put this team over the top and up at the top of the East at a time when there's opportunity there. Boston is not going to be Boston this time.
Nope.
You know,
and Indiana's not going to be Indiana. I already heard Halliburton's out for the year.
Right. So you got those two teams, you know, not saying they won't be playoff teams, but you know they don't have what it takes to probably win the East and win the championship. There'll still be factors now. But the thing of it is that's the thing. You got this opportunity. Do you want to seize this moment? Or who else wants to seize it with those two teams, you know, assured to be struggling this season?
Why does everybody keep bringing up Miami? You know, and I don't know. I just don't know.
It's an attractive place.
But rabbits used to be pulled out of hats down there with Pat Riley running things, and people said, much like we were talking about McEnroe a minute ago, they're saying it's time for Pat Riley to get in that Cadillac with Terry Bradshaw and McEnroe and call it a night and continue to move this team forward, at least give him another kind of position where he's not making the ultimate decision about what this team looks like. This is what people who love that team are saying. This is not me. So I don't know. You know how I feel about Tyler Hero. You know, now that's a dude who I wish would land here in Atlanta. You know who Tyler Hero reminds me of?
Who's that?
And it's an old reference. I realize it. But to me, he affects a game like Vinnie Johnson.
Okay. But people don't know who
the microwave man.
The microwave.
When he was hot, forget about it. But Tyler Hero does have some nights where he's off. But he could come and just take over in a way that, you know, you don't have that superstar tag on him, but at times he plays like one. That's for me.
Yeah.
You know, so I like his game, man. I would like to see it up here. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. I mean, you said what you said about Flag and Bronny and all of that, but where are you on Bronny right now? Are you with the rest of folks like, you know, hey, we know why you here. We know why you got to do what you're doing. So has the game gotten any better? I'm not trying to throw any water on this dude. I'm just curious.
And my thing, I think that what a lot of people are going to watch during this time to see, even playing against the players at this level, how he performs, if he's going to distinguish himself at this level, if he's going to be just average or just good. Because you don't want to be just good.
Exactly. You know, not with that name on your back.
Well, not just that, but in this summer league and the caliber of competition you're facing, you don't want to be just good. You want to be dominant during these summer league games. So I think that's what you're watching for. If Bronny's just going to be a good player out there, or if he's going to be a dominant player before he adds himself back to the roster and then competing against the best. That's what this time of year is all about.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I was going to ask you about something that happened on this day. Oh, well. Yeah, well, it was the day that the Players
Union.
Players Union was established. Major League Baseball's Players Union was founded on this date. But here's the one that makes you think. It was a pitcher on this date that got his 300th victory. You know who it was?
Which one?
It was the guy the trophy is named after. If you're the best pitcher in baseball. He got Cy Young got his 300th victory.
300th victory.
On this date.
On this date.
I say it because, now think about this. The dude went on and had 211 more wins. He had a whole nother entire career, which we will never see. You're never going to see anybody. This is the unbreakable record in sports. Ain't nobody going to get 511 wins as a pitcher again.
Oh, no.
You ain't going to get 400.
No. Now I mean, we are getting the 3,000 strikeouts.
We got, you know? Clayton Kershaw, God bless you, and all of that. But you think that's going to happen again?
The 3,000 strikeouts? Yeah. We get the strikeouts. We won't get those wins, though.
No more 300 wins. Yeah. I just you stop and think about that, the things that you will never see again. And this is one of them. And since it happened on this day, I thought I'd brought it up. But again, he got his 300th win on this day and then went on to get 211 more.
Before we go to our break, can I give a congratulations to somebody?
Man, please.
Of course, you know, NFL players right now getting a little downtime because it's getting closer and closer to reporting to camp. Guys getting back to work. And of course, us here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game will be at Falcons camp. Sam and Greg
will be at Falcons
camp. You want to be out there with us when we're out there. But congratulations to Falcons center Ryan Neusel, who got married. I mean,
you
can do that during this off time, right? So congratulations to Ryan and his wife, Allie. Falcons posted a picture of him. The bride and groom look mighty handsome there. And, you know, he spent some time now because he's getting his butt back to work here in a few days. But congratulations to the bride and groom. Ryan Neusel got married.
And shout out to all y'all in Decatur, too. I told him I'd give him a shout out there because we closed down Medlock Street for a little bit this past week.
Told me about that.
Yeah, man, North Presbyterian Church on Medlock. Shout out to all y'all out there in Decatur. It's right there by Commerce. Everybody out there in Decatur knows that. But we were out there shooting. I got into an argument with Scott Foley this past week.
Ooh.
For a TV show called It's Not Like That. So, but the people had to divert their traffic, so I want to give them a shout-out. I spoke to some nice people out there. All right, coming up, 9 o'clock hour. Going to talk to our own Bo Johnson, getting the band back together. We're going to talk about everything surrounding All-Star festivities. He's going to be out there. Going to talk some Braves, get his thoughts, and get some thoughts on the wrestling match going on. Is it Goldberg is going to town? Back in the ring?
Goldberg's back in town, man.
Oh, man. But up next, it's usually local, and it will be. But Mr. Crenshaw, we're going to bring on Chris Crocker and talk girls flag football. That is up next on this Saturday morning, 12th day of July, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.